They have seven plans that we can choose from, but we're limited to three. We can always move up in the realm, but never back down again. So the district's current offerings of a low deductible plan and then two high deductible plans at $3,500 for the non-HSA, and then the HSA one is moving up to $3,750 to comply with the IRS regulation. Does fall in line versus having to go to a $5,052.50 deductible. Mm-hmm. So while the premiums remain relatively affordable, it also helps keep the deductibles low in that regard.